from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. Thank you to everybody that's downloaded it and the tens of thousands of you that have been listening to all the shows that are going on there, over 600 shows on the Wake Up Call DT free app. And, of course, we're on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to have on the show right now, for the first time with me here, Aaron Service from Ashwaubenon High School in Green Bay, Wisconsin. He is the first official verbal commit of Dino Babers and his new staff at Syracuse University. He knew Dino and the staff at Bowling Green, waited on making a decision, and when Dino and the staff got a hold of him very quickly into getting their job at Syracuse, Aaron became the first commit for Dino Babers and his staff, and it's an honor to have him here on the show. The offensive lineman that will be looking to come in for that 2016 incoming recruiting class. Aaron, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
And your situation, we talked a little bit about it off the air, but it's kind of a strange situation when you look at recruiting. Recruits sometimes change their minds and go elsewhere, but when a coaching staff goes elsewhere, how did you kind of handle that? Because you knew the coaching staff since January 2015 of Bowling Green, and then when you find out that they're going to Syracuse, just bring me through that process and share that with everyone on how you almost committed to Bowling Green, waited a little while, and then all of a sudden you're a Syracuse commit.
I heard some rumors about, you know, Coach Babers going to UCF first. But when I heard that, I was still a little bit weary. Getting closer to the championship game, I was a little more confident. He said that, you know, there's little just rumors and everything. But I just wanted to, get through the weekend, make sure that, you know, obviously that they were staying. And, during the game, I actually, when I heard the first rumors about Coach Babers possibly in Syracuse, so I decided that it would definitely be a good idea to wait. And I woke up the next morning on Saturday, and I heard that Coach Babers had gone to Syracuse. I talked with the staff a little bit. At that point, they didn't know that they were going to go to Syracuse either. They just kind of said, you know, be patient with us. I talked to my buddy who is on a Bowling Green team right now. We just kind of talked about that and everything. And I was trying to stay patient to the whole process. And the rest of the staff ended up, part of the staff ended up following Coach Babers to Syracuse. And they kept saying, you know, just be patient, and everything. And they ended up giving me a visit, and that's when they offered me.
When the staff for Bowling Green said, be patient with us, when they didn't know who was going to Syracuse, who were the staff members that you were able to talk to that told you to be patient?
Throughout this process, I've talked with Coach Lynch and Coach Lewis the most. I mean, I've met a lot of that staff. I took them official at PG. Since January, I've had the most contact with Coach Lewis and Coach Lynch.
What can you say? We'll start with Mike Lynch. Lynch and Sean Lewis both, they're the co-offensive coordinators that were at Bowling Green, now with the offense at Syracuse, and Mike zeroing in on the offensive line, Sean Lewis zeroing in on the quarterback. So we'll start with Mike first. What can you say about Mike Lynch and your relationship with him?
The first time I really met him was when I went to camp at Bowling Green this summer, and I was exposed to him and his way of coaching, and that's when we really started having a good relationship. that camp is what I earned an offer to Bowling Green. And well, ever since then, I mean, our relationship has gotten much better. We got a lot of time to interact at my official visit to BG. And that's just kind of how it all started. We had a really good connection, I think, and I think that's going to carry on as the next few years come here.
When you look at Mike Lynch as someone who is obviously has overseen the offensive line, what can you say about his philosophy or what type of coach he is, just what you know about him, knowing that you're going to be playing under him very soon?
Yeah, I mean, his coaching is very similar to actually the coaches that I've had at high school, just in the mentality-wise, you know. Just the way he goes about coaching, he's very calm. You know, he doesn't really, he's not the kind of coach that's going to really, like, just scream all day and everything, you know. He knows that, obviously, people are going to make mistakes and everything, but instead of just screaming about it, he believes in just correcting the mistake and not doing it again, instead of, you know, just having a, I guess maybe, I don't know, overreact or is the right word, but, you know, just really collected, and I just really like that way of coaching I experienced at the camp.
So when you look at Mike Lynch, you see him as kind of a guy that can get you to do what he needs you to do without having to yell and scream, as being more of that calm, come over to you, talk with you. That's the type of coach, the type of demeanor that you feel that he has.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everything that I've seen with him, between the camps and the visits and everything, that's the kind of impression that I've received. And I really like that style of coaching. You know, I mean, I kind of have that same demeanor instead of, you know, getting all worked up about something, you know, really just find what the problem is and just get it fixed. He's just real to the point. He doesn't, I don't know, that's just his mentality and his demeanor. And that's what I like the most about Coach Lynch, is just the way he coaches.
And then when you look at Sean Lewis, the other coach that you brought up and having a relationship with, who is following Dino Babers from Bowling Green to Syracuse, what you can say about Sean Lewis and what your relationship is at this point?
Yeah, you know, Coach Lewis, him and Coach Babers were at my school back in January. Steve James, who is now attending BG and is one of their scholarship quarterbacks right now. That's when I first met him, and I really liked his personality and everything. I went out on the unofficial visit back in January, and I got to interact with him more and more, and he seemed like a bro almost. I mean, just his mentality with his players and everything. He's very good at making you feel comfortable, I guess. You know, a lot of the business can be kind of stressful, just because, you know, you want to say the right things and do the right things, obviously. And Coach Lewis just has a really great way of, you know, just relaxing the situation and everything, and just making everything feel really comfortable. And that's what I really like over this process and everything, getting to know him. It's just made the whole recruiting process a lot easier.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at GetAirSyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping.
Get air.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and, you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Olay Olay, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So we're kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
When you say that Sean Lewis is kind of like a bro, does it have to do with his age, his demeanor? How do you kind of see him as more of that, you know, on the same level as you, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just his demeanor. I mean, when he was younger, you know, around my age, he went through the whole recruiting process. He played football at the next level and everything, so he kind of knows what you're going through, and he's very relatable in that aspect. And that's just kind of how I think that he helps relax recruits and everything. He's just, it's very relatable. He's another calm dude, and yeah, he's just a great coach in that regard.
And when you look at Sean Lewis, somebody who is obviously on social media, as many coaches are, but had a statement that he put out there recently where he said, that moment when you get your first dome dude and know your quarterback's going to be protected, and he had a gif of Drake dancing. When you saw that, how do you respond to something like that? Because obviously, you know, you're the one, Aaron, that agreed that you wanted to come to Syracuse, so this message for you. When you saw it, how did you kind of respond to it?
You know, that definitely made me smile. I know I told him and Coach Smith that I wanted to commit to Syracuse. They were both really fired up, and it made me laugh a little bit. It just felt really good that, you know, not only am I so excited to have the opportunity to play at Syracuse, but the fact that he was just as excited to have recruited me to Syracuse. It was a really cool feeling to know that he's just as excited as I am.
Now, on Tuesday, December 8th is when you were given that offer to Syracuse, and you said yes the day that you were given the offer. Bring me into the offer, how it went down, what exactly happened that brought you to that moment of saying yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it wasn't really a really tough decision to make. I mean, I felt really confident about it. I mean, I built such a great relationship with those coaches and everything. And I knew that I wanted to be coached by Coach Lynch at the next level. And as soon as I started hearing rumors about Coach Babers, I really started doing a lot of research on Syracuse, just about the city itself and the school, and if it had you know, the kind of degrees that we're looking to pursue, and all those things. So I did a lot of research and everything. So when they did come and visit and they offered me, it was a really easy decision for me to eventually commit.
To know that they came out to see you and to offer you after getting their job shortly after agreeing to come to Syracuse, what did that mean to you specifically, personally and professionally, to know that when they had an opportunity to go out and see someone, they made sure they came out and saw you, Aaron?
Yeah, I mean, that just meant a lot. You know, when I heard that they were going with Coach Babers to Syracuse, you know, I was a little bit nervous. I really like those two guys, specifically Coach Lewis and Coach Lynch. And, you know, when they told me, because they're supposed to be visiting me on Monday as Bowling Green coaches, but obviously on Sunday they found out they're going to Syracuse, so that changed the plans. And then Coach Lewis sent me a message saying that they were going to visit me on Wednesday. That just got me a little fired up, knowing that they were coming out to see me. Still, even though they had made the move.
What was the visit like when they came out to see you and to let everybody know which coaches came out?
Yeah, it was just Coach Lynch and Coach Lewis that came out to see me. After I did commit, I was able to talk to Coach Babers on the phone and everything. Yeah, those two, they were the ones that were supposed to come and visit me on Monday as the GG staff. But they ended up visiting me yesterday as the CSU staff. So yeah, they're the ones that came out to see me and give me the offer.
What was the interaction like between you and Lynch and Lewis when they came out to see you? What did you guys do? What did you talk about? What was the whole experience like when they gave you that offer?
You know, it goes back to that bro thing. You know, when I first saw, I mean, we walked up to each other, we give each other high fives, a little bro hug, I guess you could call it. And, you know, we just kind of caught up a little bit. We talked about, you know, how that switch affected them. And then they talked about DC a little bit, and they talked about how they feel that they need a guy like me. And they just talked about Syracuse as a university, as a football program, and everything like that. And then after all of that, that's when I told them that I would like to commit. And yeah, they were really fired up, and this is a really great experience.
So right in front of them, they come out and they see you, and then you say in front of them, all right, guys, you know, I'm committed to you. I want to come. What was that moment like between you and Lewis and Lynch that they came out to see you, they gave you the offer from Syracuse, and obviously they're hoping that you committed, but when you actually did, what was that moment like? How did everybody kind of respond, and what was that atmosphere like at that point?
Yeah, I mean, it was so exciting. I mean, when I told them that I wanted to commit, they pounded on the table, they jumped up, and they're hooting, hollering, and I just couldn't stop smiling, and my coach is there too, and his eyes were getting all watered up and everything. It was a really emotional moment. It was something that I'll certainly never forget. Just the feeling that I had, and seeing their reactions and everything, it was just a really emotional time, and it was just something really special.
Did Sean Lewis get up and dance like that Drake video?
He didn't dance, but he jumped around a little bit.
Now, what you said that you got to speak with Dino Babers after committing to Syracuse as well. What was the conversation like on the phone with Dino?
Coach Babers is a really direct guy, you know. He just said, you know what, Aaron, congratulations and everything. He said that he's really excited. You know, he said that he believed that me and the coaching staff could do a lot of great things in the future, and he just welcomed me to the Syracuse family.
What is it about this staff? I know you said positive things throughout our conversation here, Aaron, but specifically, what is it about them that separates them from any other staff that came after you, wanted you to go to their school? I mean, it's a unique situation to want to play for Mike Lynch and enjoy your relationship with Lynch and Lewis and Babers and to want to go to Bowling Green. But when they decide that Syracuse is the best fit for them, you decided to follow them to Syracuse. What type of close-knit bond, what is it that separates them that would make you say, I'm going to go with you guys wherever you guys go, as opposed to, well, I liked you guys at Bowling Green, I'm going to stick with Bowling Green. What separates them from the rest of the pack? Because obviously their relationship with you was strong enough to pull you from Ohio to New York.
Yeah, I mean, through all the trips that I've been on and all the different coaches that I've met and had a chance to be coached by and everything at camps and all of that, I just felt the most comfortable around those two coaches, Coach Lynch and Coach Lewis. And, I don't know, I just, every time I would leave from a visit or the camp or everything, the way I felt, I don't know how to describe it, it just felt right. You know, just every time I talked to them, I wasn't nervous to talk to them or anything. It just felt natural. It just felt right. It just seemed like the right fit.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of Game Day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom with the Bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
before I let you go, Aaron, to look at this entire situation now that you have committed to Syracuse, do you want to go up and see it? Do you have an intention of going up to see the school?
Yeah. Obviously, there's a dead period starting next week. And, you know, with the holidays and the bowl games and stuff coming up, it's a little hectic in the month of December. But I do plan on taking an official out there in January and just going to really absorb all the sites and everything and really try to picture myself where I'll be spending the next few years. I'll be planning on visiting in January.
You said that you did your research on Syracuse when you heard that Dino Babers and his staff would potentially be going there. What did you find in your research that really made you feel comfortable with a school that you haven't been to yet?
Well, I mean, education is really important to me, so I wanted to make sure that they had the majors that I was looking at, and they did. I wanted to go into engineering, and they had both civil and electrical, which are the two programs that I'm looking at. That was one of the huge things for me. I kind of looked at, you know, like population of the city and stuff like that, just to kind of get a feel for what the environment would be like. And I found that it's a lot similar to the Green Bay, like as regards to population and everything. And I just know that if I had to go somewhere, I mean, I wanted it to be somewhat like what I have right now. And I found out that it is. And that just made it feel like even more of a right choice for me.
Now, you say the population is similar, but obviously Syracuse, the city itself, does not have an NFL team in their city. You're in Green Bay. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but is it safe to say that you're a Packers fan? Are you a cheesehead, or is there somebody else you like?
I'm definitely a big Packers fan. My house is 3 blocks from the stadium. I can see the Jumbotron from my front yard. And to get to school every day, I actually go through the Lambeau Field parking lot to get to school. So, yeah, I'm definitely a big Packers fan.
Now, do you have a favorite offensive lineman in history that played collegiately or in the NFL? Is there somebody that you kind of looked to or looked up to when you were growing up?
You know, growing up, the one name that I really remember, you know, following the Packers and everything would be Mark Tauscher for the Packers. You know, he was always on the spotlight for Green Bay's offensive line when I was real young. And, you know, back in my Pop Warner days of football, we would go to, like, inside the huddle shows and stuff like that, and he would always be the one that was on there talking about the Packers every day. But I just remember really, really liking him as a player and as a person as well.
Is there, when you look at the position that you could be playing, I know that you have played multiple positions on the offensive line growing up. Is there a position that the Syracuse staff wants you at, or are they bringing you in and going to let you kind of figure out where you fit best? How has that been described to you at this point?
You know, they talked about it briefly. They said that they see me at a tackle position, and I really like the tackle position. I played that all year this past season. So I'm excited to possibly step up into that role in a few years, and I really like playing tackle, so I feel like that's a great fit for me.
Lastly for you, Aaron, in this conversation, our first here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, to give you an opportunity to talk to Syracuse fans, what do you want them to know about you? And firstly, the first part of the question, are you 100% Syracuse, or is there a chance you could change? And the second part of it is, what do you want fans to know about you?
I'm definitely 100% committed to Syracuse. You know, it's a Power 5 program, best football in the nation, with, in my opinion, the best coaches in the nation. So I feel it's a perfect fit for me. I guess I just want people to know that I'm a very hard worker. I had dedicated myself all throughout high school, and I plan to do the same in college and at the next level. And I want people to know that I'm really excited to be repping the Orange for the next few years to come.
Well, Aaron, I appreciate you taking some time. I know that this has been a process for you, but now, as you said, the process is over, so you can focus on what you need to focus on as you continue on and get prepared for Syracuse coming up in the not-too-distant future. So thank you for taking some time, and as always, I would very much appreciate having you back on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.